All right, folks, we reached that point in the week where we wrap crunch time on a Friday and need a neck brace from all the head shaking. Some folks in sports don't get that their bubble is not sealed. We see all, we hear all. It's called Tool Shed. And first and foremost, before we roll out the nominees, we call upon our landlord, Key in Hand, to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Start with former Nats outfielder Jason Worth. Heck of a player in his heyday. Never an all-star, what you would call elite, but a key cog. Those Philly teams who won the World Series in 08 were in the series again in 09. Signed a big-dollar deal with Washington before the 2011 season. I would say he didn't live up. In the 2014 playoffs against the Giants, he hit a whopping 059. Then the 167 he batted last year in the postseason loss to the Cubs. Now he's retiring. Now he's retired and he's angry. Nerds are ruining baseball, he says.
Get those nerds!
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 And yeah, because the analytics guys in the front office are the ones you can't hit anymore. Typical macho crybaby trying to redirect the attention away because it doesn't suit their immediate childish emotions. He joins fellow macho turd Goose Gossage in railing against the logic of examining a complex game deeper, says, just put laptops out there. Well, considering you hit 206 in the minors this year, maybe laptops have a better batting eye at this point. Next, the Arizona Cardinal culinary people. A $75 burger. To quote one of our favorite women, that's just stupid. It's also a waste of time.
This is stupid.
And a tad on the disgusting side, they're calling it the 7-pound gridiron burger because American sports fans aren't enough of fat asses already. It's just, it's so gross they don't even know how many calories are in it. It's a combination of almost every item on the menu at the Gridiron Grill. There are 5 1/3-pound burger patties, 5 all-beef hot dogs, 5 brats, 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders. I think that's what got me the most. 8 chicken tenders? That's like a meal for 2 people.
It's lit!
12 ounces of fries, oh, and fixins. All piled on a 10-inch bun.
Yeah, but there's tomatoes on it, so it's fine.
Pickles and tomatoes. It's healthy. And get a Diet Coke.
Having vegetables, it's okay.
Get a Diet Coke. And if you eat the whole thing, you get an Arizona Cardinal jersey, which, by the way, aside from Larry Fitzgerald, has there ever been a reason to own an Arizona Cardinal jersey? And by the way, here's in case you're heading down there, get your order in before kickoff. And remember to alert the cardio unit. And lastly, Stacy Elliott, dad of Ezekiel. He was the one running his yap at that ridiculous rally for Suburban Meyer earlier this week in Columbus, telling us, you don't know Urban. It's not the kind of guy he is. Dude, STFU, please. You don't know him either. He sat in your living room selling you because he wanted your son, not you, because Zeke, during his senior year in high school, rushed for 2,200 yards and 40 touchdowns. Yeah. You are not in meetings. You don't game plan. You don't see the other players, coaches, or anyone involved with Ohio State football. You're a fanboy taking a stand based on proper laundry. You're not an insider. You're not privy to facts. You got no idea what happened between Zach and Courtney Smith, or what Meyer knew, didn't know, or what steps he and his staff did or didn't take. End of list.
Cut the crap.
So, Jason Worth's an idiot. The Arizona culinary people are going to be in for lawsuits for the 16 coronaries that are going to happen opening day. So I'm going to go Stacy Elliott, dad of Ezekiel. Congratulations. You have joined the Tool Shed on this 10th day of August, 2018.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Nerds! By the
Get
way...
Get those nerds!
Nerds!
Nerds!